Hey guys, this is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just wanted to do this quick response video to Steve Berkson. He's one of the main leaders of the Hebrew Roots movement. And he put out a series recently called Are You Saved? And it's a 17-part series on salvation. And before I even get started with this, I'd like to go to the Bible, because the Bible is where the power of God is, and the Bible is where I get my foundation of faith and practice. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And so the Bible clearly tells us that there's simplicity in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's simplicity in salvation. Well, Steve Berkson had to do a 17-part series on Are You Saved? Was the title of his series. And so that just shows that that is not simplicity. You know, simplicity would be believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, or sharing the word of God with somebody. And so quite obviously, having a 17-part series is not simplicity. That is totally complicated. And all those episodes that he did are an hour each. So if I had to do a 17-hour teaching on salvation, that tells me that it's complicated, whatever I'm teaching, because it takes forever to bring it forth to people. And so just right on the surface, Steve Berkson gets the simplicity that we find in Christ wrong. And he goes on to say, right at the beginning of his series, he says, "Now I have to refer to my notes, because, you know, and I don't usually write notes, but for this, I'm just going to read my notes for the whole series." And so it's clear that he's not using the Bible for his series. He's using his notes.
Now, you'll have to bear with me. I've never written this much notes to read as I've written for this teaching, so I'll be reading, actually, my notes. Saved is a very completed-sounding term. After all, it's like I'm saved. So that means I've arrived. It's over. It's done. It's complete. So that doesn't feel like, at least in our minds, in our hearts, like there's really a whole lot that we have to do.
Later on in his message, he said that saved is a very completed-sounding term, as if it's bad to sound complete. But all throughout the Bible, God's word tells us that we should be complete in Christ. We need to be saved. And the Bible even says in Colossians 2:10, it says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." So we're complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need anything else for our salvation. And we don't have to do any works to be saved. And in fact, I would think that Steve Berkson would know that, considering the Passover. If you celebrate the Passover, you should at least know that you only had to apply the blood to the doorpost of the house one time. Once saved, always saved. You know, you only had to cross through the Red Sea if you were an Israelite back in the Old Testament one time. Once saved, always saved. God is trying to bring forth a picture that, hey, once I've redeemed you, it's done. It's complete. The Bible says you are complete in him. So when Steve Berkson says, oh, well, you know, this idea of being saved makes it sound like you're complete. Well, that's exactly what it is. And Steve, if you're listening to this, I would encourage you to stop mocking God's word and stop mocking what it means to be saved.
In Luke chapter 10 and verse 25, we have a very similar account in Luke 10:25. "And see, a certain one learned in the Torah stood up, trying him and saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit everlasting life? And he said to him, What has been written in the Torah? How do you read it? And he said, You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your being, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you shall live." You see? What do you need to do to be saved? What did Yeshua say? Keep Torah. Okay? Oh, I know people want to go and tell me what Paul said and how they want to bend and twist Paul. No, no. What did Yeshua say? Yeshua said, keep the commandments and you shall live. Keep the commandments and you'll be delivered. Keep the commandments, you'll inherit everlasting life.
One of the verses that Steve Berkson rips out of context is Matthew chapter 19, verse number 16, where the Bible says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." And Steve Berkson just stopped right here and he said, okay, see, if you want to go to heaven, keep Torah, as they say in the Hebrew Roots movement. Well, what I think is so silly about that is Steve Berkson did not finish the story. He just purposely left off the ending of this story. And if we read on, the Bible says, he saith unto him, which? So this rich young ruler is saying, Lord, which of the commandments do I have to keep to enter into heaven? And Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. I like to ask people, is there anybody that's perfect out there? You know, is there anybody that's without sin, that's just completely perfect? Because Jesus said, if you want to go to heaven, he says, you got to keep the commandments. But guess what? He says, you must be perfect. There's none righteous, no, not one, folks. Jesus is making a point here that, hey, you know what? If you want to try to work your way to heaven, you want to try to keep the commandments to go to heaven, go ahead and do that, but you got to be perfect. Steve Berkson in his sermon deliberately left that off. And so that just shows that Steve Berkson is a dishonest liar. And the Bible even goes on to say towards the end in 1 John, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? And so liars leave off parts of stories, they leave off certain things, and they twist scriptures and take them out of context. And it's clear here that Steve Berkson had attempted to do that. And I just wanted to go ahead and correct him that, you know, Jesus didn't just say you have to keep the commandments. Jesus said that you had to do it perfectly. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible also says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody shall be justified by the works of the law. No one can be saved by the observance of the Torah, as they call it. And so this is just a perfect example of the dangers of the Hebrew Roots movement and what these people actually teach and believe. And on the surface, they will lie and say that they believe in salvation by faith alone. But when you actually ask them, or if you listen to Steve Berkson, at least Steve Berkson just came right out and said it. And he even said in one of his articles that salvation is a process. And that until you hear the words, well done, thou good and trustworthy servant, you're not saved. And earlier in that article, he says, I hate to break it to you guys, but no one is saved. And so that just goes directly against what the Bible says. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so those of us which are saved, it doesn't say which are being saved or have yet to be saved. The Bible says that when we've trusted in Christ, that we are saved. And of course, the carnal mind, Steve Berkson, can't understand this. And so what does he have to do? He has to go write a 17-hour salvation message, 17 different parts, corrupting the simplicity that's in Christ, going against God's word, taking passages out of context. And the Bible says that we are supposed to mark men like this and avoid them. And in closing, folks, you say, well, why do you make such a big deal out of this, Brother Powell? Why are you so passionate about exposing the Hebrew Roots movement? Well, because I was in the Hebrew Roots movement for almost 2 years, from age 17 to 19. And a lot of the stuff that they taught was very cryptic. And they would hide certain beliefs on the surface until you got further into the cult. And then they would start revealing things. Well, you know, salvation, we say it's by faith, but it's really by works. And they would hide certain teachings. And but I'm thankful for guys like Steve Berkson that at least have the gumption to just come out and say it. Just come out and say, hey, I believe in full-blown work salvation. So thank you, Steve Berkson, for exposing yourself and the Hebrew Roots movement. The Bible says that we have been born of incorruptible seed. The Bible says that we've been passed from death into life the moment we believe. And Steve, if you want to have your little opinion, your little cultic pagan opinion that says you can lose your salvation, just like the Muslims, just like the Mormons, just like the Jehovah's Witness, you're welcome to do that. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and we're going to follow God's word. So in closing, folks, I just want to encourage you to watch out for false teachers like this, because they exist, they're out there, and they're out to deceive people and to make people a twofold more child of hell than themselves. And so Steve Berkson, the only message that I have for you is what Jesus said. And Jesus said, if you offend one of these little ones, he said, it'd been better that a millstone were hung about your neck and you were drowned in the deepest sea. So God bless, folks, and I want to encourage you to share this video with any of your friends that might be in the Hebrew Roots movement that need to know the truth of what the Bible says about salvation.